The Iowa caucuses represent a pivot point in the 2016 presidential race, with results, finally, that mean at least a little more than polls. And getting those results, informal though they are, represents an exercise in direct politicking. It's one that KRCB senior political correspondent Dick Spotswood has been in Iowa all through the past weekend to observe up close. Over the past 4 days, he visited campaign rallies for six of the leading candidates.
The big surprise was Jeb Bush. He was really very good. The biggest disappointment was Donald Trump. He was very low energy. I mean, it was amazing. Hillary and Bernie were pretty much what I expected. Both very good, both energized, very different crowds, all well attended. 100% of those events were well attended. Packed.
But these events, Spotswood says, have a noticeably different tenor than the candidates' televised debates.
The criticism we see in the debates, very negative, is muted in Iowa. And that's because Iowans are typical Midwesterners. They're friendly people. And you can overdo that here and turn them off.
And there is one previously little mentioned issue that comes up regularly, at least for the Republican candidates in Iowa.
Because there's such a large block of evangelical voters in the Republican primary here in Iowa. And among evangelicals, support for Israel is a basic tenet that they require. So you hear the mention of it more. Rubio, and I think Trump, and Cruz as well, lots of talk. I mean, you just hit him over the head with a baseball bat. I'm supporting Israel, period.
This has been Dick's second trip to the Hawkeye State as a political observer. The first was in 2008, and he's found a very different mood there this time around.
It's a lot less optimistic America. Certainly the Republicans are very dour and calling for big change, probably with Bush the least like that. And Bernie Sanders really going for a revolution, making very strong promises of free tuition, free medical care, and Wall Street will pay for the whole thing. The Republicans did the same. They expressed real distrust about Republican leaders in Congress, but promised things which perhaps can't be delivered in America that I think some would say doesn't exist anymore, certainly ethnically.
But that didn't exactly match the mood of the voters.
I kind of get more feedback from Republican voters who said consistently that they were looking for somebody who can deliver what they say, really expressing a disappointment in Republican leadership. Less so with the Democrats. Both Hillary and Bernie said nary a word of criticism against the president.
As usual, because of its first-in-the-nation role in presidential politics, Iowa has been flooded with campaign spending on staff, events, and consultants. And overwhelmingly, reports Spotswood, on television advertising.
You cannot believe local television. Constant stream, one after another. And some of them are great. Bernie Sanders gets my gold award for the best ads. They're just terrific. But they're constant. The TV is a tidal wave of ads.
Spotswood, a former city councilman and mayor in Mill Valley, contributes a biweekly column of political commentary to the Marin Independent Journal. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.